Secretary of State Colin Powell is sending two envoys to the Middle East later this week. It's a sign of renewed American interest in negotiating a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians. In an address yesterday at the University of Louisville, Powell urged Israel to freeze all settlement activity, and he wants the Palestinians to end violence against Israelis. The speech gave both sides reasons to be satisfied and disappointed. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinians saw Powell's speech as an opportunity to restart the peace talks, primarily by forcing Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon to abandon his precondition of 7 days without violence. But that demand was completely absent from the speech, leaving Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat to search for other positive elements in Powell's remarks.
We welcome what Mr. Powell said. We really welcome very much the fact that he spoke about ending the Israeli occupation. We had hoped to see Mr. Powell introduce the element of a time ceiling to say that the clock will start ticking as to the implementation of the Mitchell recommendations immediately with no conditions.
In fact, for Palestinians, the most significant part of the speech may have been Powell's repeated references to the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territory, a word used often by Palestinians, but rarely by U.S. officials and never by the Sharon government. But if Israelis cringed at those words, they were cheered by Powell's decision not to try and force the two sides back to the table on a U.S. deadline. Sharon spokesman Zalman Shoval said there were no surprises yesterday. The speech conformed with what they'd been told in advance.
That indeed the secretary would not go into specific proposals. There wouldn't be a plan, so-called, with specific schemes or timetables, because this would once again anyway have led probably to failure, as former President Clinton experienced 14 months ago.
The Israelis were also satisfied to hear Powell call for an end to the incitement to violence that appears regularly in the Arab press. On the other hand, Powell also evoked the daily misery suffered by Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza under the Israeli occupation, and said Israel must freeze all settlement activity. That drew a protest from senior foreign ministry advisor Gideon Meir, who said that the Sharon government promised only to avoid building any new settlements.
I don't know that we are building new settlements. There are existing settlements which are being enlarged according to the growth of population. This is part of the Mitchell Agreement.
In fact, the agreement worked out by former Senator George Mitchell calls on Israel to freeze all settlement activity, as Powell affirmed yesterday. But, as Israeli officials point out, the Mitchell plan also says that will come only after there's a ceasefire and a cooling-off period. In any event, Powell said these permanent status issues, such as settlements and the situation of Palestinian refugees, must be worked out by the parties themselves. Israeli officials interpret that as a tacit approval of their incremental approach to peace, leaving the toughest issues to be worked out later. Assistant Secretary of State William Burns and retired General Anthony Zinni arrive in the region this week. Supporters of the peace process hope they're bringing with them some sort of timetable that will end the current stalemate. But there's also a more pessimistic view, that Washington's primary concern remains the war on terrorism, and Powell's carefully crafted remarks were designed to show just enough engagement in the Middle East to keep Arab countries in the coalition. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.